Speaking Wednesday, Norway's Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg said there will be a security review in Norway that will include police organization and capacity. He said Friday's attacks will bring more political engagement to Norway.
The Norwegian response to violence is more democracy, more openness, and greater political participation.
Details of the deadly attack continue to emerge, including a more detailed profile of the man who says he's responsible. The defense lawyer for Anders Behring Breivik says his client's actions suggest he's insane. But political analysts say the gunman's opinions, which seem to have motivated him, are in line with many among Europe's extreme right. Breivik allegedly wrote a 1,500-page manifesto published online. The text rants against Marxism, multiculturalism, and globalization, and warns of what he calls an Islamic demographic warfare. He calls for a crusade to defend his idea of Europe. An expert in European right-wing extremism at London's Kingston University, Andrea Mamone, says Breivik's ideas are consistent with many on the extreme right in Europe.
These ideas of having a pure community, of having a white Europe, are quite widespread across this European right-wing extremism. But certainly immigration and especially now Islam, which is a very easy target, they are against this. They are for a, let's say, immigrant-free Europe. This is quite evident.
And it's an outlook that is gaining political ground. In Norway, the populist right-wing Progress Party is the second largest in parliament. Breivik was a member until he decided it was too moderate. In Sweden, Democrats joined parliament last year with the slogan "Keep Sweden Swedish." And in Finland, the nationalist True Finns have 1 in 5 votes. It's not just the Nordic countries. Geert Wilders, leader of the third largest party in the Netherlands, says he doesn't hate Muslims, he hates Islam. Kay Biswas, from the magazine The New Internationalist, says a tide has turned over the past decade.
You've seen parties in Italy, in Denmark, in Holland have grown outside the mainstream conservative electoral vehicle in their countries. And they've had an effect. They've had an effect on immigration. They've had an effect on the language used by mainstream politicians.
Across Europe, the far right has joined in the outrage against Breivik. Speaking to VOA, the leader of Norway's Progress Party, Siv Jensen, called his act repulsive. The extreme right may agree with much of Breivik's outlook, but they say not with his tactics. Biswas says it's important to separate the two.
What's interesting to note is that these views are not, no longer, fringe views. These views are entering part of the mainstream. To link Islamophobic, hostile, anti-elite views to violent acts, I think is wrong.
Extreme politics can be a dangerous starting point, but he says the path doesn't necessarily lead to violent extremism. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.